Come in. Hi, hi. Yes, I will be right with you in a second. Let me just clear off my desk real quick. Yeah, just take a seat and I'll be right with you. Okay. All right. Let's see what you brought me today. Yes, just place your portfolio on the desk. Don't be nervous. This is just a mid-semester critique. It's not for a grade or anything. This is just a little one-on-one with me, just going over your portfolio, seeing how it's doing. I'm just touching base, really. I know you weren't here for the previous critique, so I know you're making up for lost time. But again, don't be nervous. This is very straightforward, and hopefully you'll walk out of here with some, you know, useful knowledge. All right, let's see. Okay. All right. Ooh, a still life. Apples, bottles, fabric, the works, you know, very good practice for painting. You're starting to understand texture a bit. The rendering is very well done on this fabric. But here, right here, you see that? The bottle's perspective is just slightly off. Just tilt it a little bit. You're gonna have to commit to those vanishing points, or it's always gonna feel like it's falling over. Just try sketching the structural lines more boldly at the start, and trust them. Trust your horizon line. I know bottles are kind of a pain to draw, especially when they're coming at a vanishing point, but that's my only critique on that. I would take some mineral spirits or gamsol and kind of just, you know, etch away at it a little bit, and then go back in with paint and fill that in. You just need to shift it a little bit more to the right because it's kind of leaning to the left. But easy fix. I mean, your studies are, like, amazing. This is, you're only on, what, your second semester of painting? This is beautiful. Yeah, I'd like to see this finished. Oh, I see a portrait. Face proportions look really well done. Eyes look good, nose looks good. Now, I'd suggest loosening your hand when shading skin tones. Do you see these marks right here on the side of her face? They're just a little stiff. Human skin has subtle shifts in value, and you want it to feel alive. Shading is not easy. But I also noticed that the shade color you chose is a brown, and this individual has peachy skin tone. This is a common mistake with new painters such as yourself and people just learning how color theory works, which color theory is a very difficult topic to master. And this is something I had to learn myself. So browns, no, not a good shade color for anyone, especially, you know, those with fair skin or peachy skin, as, you know, as in your portrait right here. So what I would recommend is when you want a more realistic shadow, first off, it does depend on the ambient lighting. So obviously this rule of thumb wouldn't work if the ambient lighting is like a bright red. Obviously you would want to shade with red. But since this is a natural light, this rule of thumb would work. So peachy skin tone leans a little more orange. And what works is you take the complementary color of orange, which is what? Blue, exactly. So you'll take a little bit of that blue, mix it into your skin tone color, and it will provide a much more natural looking shade color that you can apply where it is needed, and it will look much more realistic. Trust me. Just experiment with that a little bit and let's revisit this. But otherwise, beautifully, beautifully done. Okay, so we've got figure study. Okay. This is good. I can see you've rushed the hands a little bit. Don't avoid them, okay? I know hands and feet are the bane of any artist's practice, but we must not avoid practicing the hands and the feet. Especially with dynamic poses, you don't want to cut off beautifully dynamic poses because you don't want to do the hands or the feet. You know, I'm guilty of it as well. What I would recommend is to practice. Look at anatomy. There is, you know, proof that studying anatomy to a certain degree helps a lot with the rendering of the human body. Take, you know, Da Vinci, for example. He worked on cadavers for a period of time, and that's why his anatomical drawings are so realistic, proportionate, accurate. So that is proof that knowing anatomy, at least the basics of anatomy, can help a lot when it comes to placing muscles and shadows and tendons on the human body. So what I would recommend is, I'd say for like 30 days, one hand a day, varying positions, varying lighting, just fill up a few pages in your sketchbook, just draw hands, draw feet. You know, if you're not good at hands, then you're probably not good at feet. Honestly, I think most artists can agree that none of us are very good at it. Even the people that seem to be very good at hands and feet still struggle with it. So, it's not to make you a master of it per se, but just making you more comfortable in doing full body, you know, figure drawings where you can do the hands and the feet, and still make it kind of blend in. You don't want a perfectly rendered drawing with, you know, a hand that looks half-assed. It's out of place. So unless if that is your direct intent to have, you know, stick hands, then just try to practice that, okay? And here, I see you've been experimenting with chiaroscuro. Bold shadows, I approve. It's dramatic, grabs the attention. And I love Caravaggio. I love all his pieces. I do want you to watch your light source, though. You've got two competing highlights here, and it kind of makes the figure read a little confused, because very obviously your main source of light is coming from the right here. And then it seems like you have a secondary light source, or maybe that was a mistake. Did you have a reference for this? Okay, so you had a reference for the figure, but not the light. You were kind of guessing. Hey, no, that's not an issue, not at all. So that's the hardest part, honestly, is kind of guesstimating where that light is going to hit on what planes of the face, what planes of the body. I mean, beautifully done, though. Just, I'd say if this wasn't intentional right here, try to diminish this a little bit and kind of blend that into the shadow so that this source of light stands out a bit more. Okay, because if you're going for chiaroscuro, you want a very bold shadow and a very bold light. What I would recommend, which is, honestly, most artists can attest to this, mimicking the masters. It's honestly the best way to learn, especially when it comes to painting. So I would study Caravaggio. See how that works. See if you improve a little bit with that dramatic lighting. I mean, I see the vision, and I would love to see this finished. Yes, absolutely excited. You know, overall, very impressed. There is an intensity in your work now, and I do not want you to lose it. I remember when you first got here, you were very, very hesitant, very shy, very soft-spoken. I've seen you start to open up with the other students now, and I've seen your work could just get bolder and bolder and bolder, and I don't want you to lose that. Do not let any of these critiques discourage you. I know we're a little bit harsh here, but you have great work. You have, I mean, amazing technique. And I love the fact that you are excelling at painting. I think it's your medium, and that makes me excited because that's my medium. So if you ever have any questions about, you know, how to glaze something, you know, how to prep a panel, I am more than happy to help you with that because that is my expertise. So, yeah, I'm really excited to see all of these finished with, you know, all the adjustments we made. I would like to visit a few more times, you know, before the show at the end of the semester, you know, just to touch base with you, see how it's going, maybe help you make corrections, you know, one-on-one. But yeah, I'm very, very excited to see what you will be submitting in the show. And yeah, do you have any questions for me? No? Okay. All right. Here's your portfolio back. And you have a good one, okay? Hey, you dropped your... Let me get that for you. You dropped your sketchbook. This is different than the one you handed me. Is this for our class? No, wait, what do you mean, no? Oh, these are lovely figure drawings. Hang on. This is me. These are drawings of me. My god, you've filled pages with me. Sitting at my desk, leaning over the model stand. Even, oh, that's rather explicit. You imagine me like that? I mean, such detail. You studied me very, very closely, haven't you? Got the tilt of my glasses, the way my skirt apparently rides up when I bend forward. Even the line of my mouth when I'm scolding the class. You've noticed everything, huh? Listen, you realize what this means, don't you? I mean, I could report you for this. I probably should. This is wildly inappropriate. I can't say that this has ever happened before, and I've been teaching for quite some time. Beautiful renders, by the way, unrelated. This side. To be honest, I've noticed you as well. The way you look at me when you think I'm not looking. I thought it was just innocent admiration from student to teacher, but evidently not. I, you know, thought maybe I was too old and jaded to even want to believe the thought that you may have been interested in me. But here we are. Don't get closer. This is dangerous. This is not good. This is not gonna end well. You know you shouldn't kiss me, right? Then why am I hoping you will? God, you're gonna ruin me. Don't care. feel it. Maybe it's time that I get some practice on the human figure. Well, it's only fair, you had plenty of practice with my body. Please. Please. Okay, let's take these pants off. Oh, God. So hard for me already. So much pre-cum. Oh, I licked that up for you. Oh. You're leaking. How many times have you dreamed of this, huh? Your cock in my mouth. So dirty. Such dirty thoughts, such dirty drawings. Oh my God. Fuck, you do so good. Oh my God. I'm gonna bend over my desk like this. I want you to get on your knees. Hike up my very, very short skirt. Pull down my panties. Just like that, yeah. And I want you to lick my wet slip. Oh, good boy. so fucking wrong. Quick, I need it. I want you to put it inside me. I want you to play with it. I want you to run it up and down. God. Fuck, this is so fucking wrong. I gotta get ready for the next class in about 5 minutes. This might be a little naughty, but I'm not gonna clean any of this up. I'm just gonna let it drip out of me while I teach the next class. Here's your sketchbook back. I hope to meet again next week for a follow-up. have a good rest of your week. And I will see you next time. Have a good one.